Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were strong today. To start this week, we're up 2 cents in the corn on the front month. That is about 2.5 to 3 cents off the highs of corn. Bean futures also strong, closing up 10 cents in the March, 12.92 and three quarters, about 7 cents off the high. A lot of these traders are in here looking at that $13 level as resistance. And, of course, the high today was 12.99 and three quarters. So the bear camp saying that that $13 is really strong resistance, and it doesn't look like it's going to go through it. Now, of course, we'll have to wait and see. There should be a lot of buy stops above that level and help push the market on higher if it does go through it. Wheat futures also strong. 8 cents higher in the Chicago futures, and then about 7 to 8 3/4 higher across the board in Kansas City. July 2014 at 16.5, up 7 3/4 cents. This is the first up day we've had in quite some time. Got to that $6 level and traded sideways for a little bit. And the fact that the thing has started moving back up is a positive sign. Most people expected it to be down today due to the weather and this snowfall, at least in the southern half of Oklahoma and Texas. Quite a bit of moisture with some places getting up to a foot of snow. So now overall, there should be some pretty good wheat pasture from now going forward.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were quite disappointing. We were looking for some rather big numbers, but they came in at the low end of the range here. For wheat, we were looking for 16 to 24 million bushels, and it came in at 11.65, so below the lowest estimate. Corn, we were looking for 27 to 38, and it came in at 21.6, so also below the estimate there. And then beans, we were looking for 40 to 65, came in at 45.4, so the low end of the range. The overall idea is that the thing was disappointing. Now, that report was delayed a touch this morning. It was expected out at 10 a.m. and then was released at 10:30 due to technical difficulties. So the market was a little bit surprised on that, but it didn't really have a big effect. Grain futures were still quite strong even after the report. It did slow down the rally because initially they were rallying quite a bit, and that slowed down quite a bit after that. We had a lot of outside action today, specifically in the financial markets. That were kind of negative. Dow Jones is down about 270 points in the March Dow Jones futures, and that's significantly off contract highs. You have the U.S. dollar index, which was down 21, which was a bit supportive to grains. And then you have the metals, both gold and silver, higher. Silver is up 28 cents, and gold is up 20 bucks.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. February live cattle were down $1.30 at 140.37. March feeders were off $1.42 at 168 even. And February lean hogs lost $1.35 and closed at 84.87. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 8 3/4 cents at 6.24 1/4. Chicago March wheat up 8 cents at 5.63 3/4. Chicago March corn up 1 3/4 at 4.35 3/4. And March soybeans were up 10 cents on the day at 12.92 3/4. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.